The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 456.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. This is Dana Wild, and I'm excited to talk about today's topic because even though it relates to somebody who I worked with who is shy, it really relates to all of us in some way, shape, or form, because the real question is, like, can I be me and build a business? So what happened was I was working with a private client, and he was kind of almost feeling defeated. Because he is a shy person, he was feeling like I have to try to be different if I'm going to be successful, doesn't like networking, hates to live stream, and he's like, you know, is it really possible for me to build a business with this type of a personality? Like, if you look online, it seems like everybody has to be so extroverted in order to be successful. How am I going to do it? Was really kind of the bottom line of it. And so the reason I wanted to talk about this today is because what I talked with him about and what I want to share with you is that most of the world is telling us that in order to be successful, we have to be different. There's something that we have to learn. We have to become more techie. We have to become more extroverted. We have to get more organized. You have to have a system. You need to discipline yourself and not procrastinate so much. Like, there's a whole list of ways that we don't measure up in most of the eyes of people who are telling you how to build businesses. But not here, right? Because just logically, if you think about it, if you're going to say, like, I have to be different, I can't be shy and be successful, then what you're saying is, in the millions of, okay, let's say it's not a million, but I'm guessing it's probably a million people who are successful. Let's say it's 100,000. You know, look at the people who are successful in the world. What you're saying is none of them, 0%, are shy. There's nobody in the whole planet who's ever been shy and been successful. There's nobody on the whole planet who's been a procrastinator and been successful. There's nobody on the planet who's been disorganized and been successful or not techie or fill in the blank with the quote-unquote defect that you think you have that you need to fix in order to be successful. Well, it's ridiculous, right? It's absolutely ludicrous. Of course, there's at least 5 people who are successful who are shy. There's at least 6 or 7 who are procrastinators. I mean, come on. Of course, all sorts of people become successful, no matter what their quote-unquote limitations or things they need to change. And so really this comes down to, can I be me? Can I be me? Can you be you? Can you be just who you are and be successful anyway? And the short answer is yes, depending on how you think. Because as long as you think that something is going to block you or stand in your way or be an inhibitor to your success, it will. So it has to start with your own thinking about what you consider your limitation or your block. If you have the thinking that says, like, I need to change this or this isn't going to work, and believe me, you'll get lots of support for that viewpoint. Most everybody else out there who is training how to build a business is wanting you to adapt or change in some way. They're wanting you to get more techie. They're wanting you to get out of your comfort zone. Oh, my gosh, if I hear one more person say get out of your comfort zone, I swear my head is going to explode. So the question is, can you just follow the beat of your own drummer? Can you follow the beat of your own drummer? And can you do the things that you love to do and be successful? And of course the answer is yes. It's all in how you think. So a good place to start is with the word but. If you've got the word but as your handy friend for your mindset shift, it's a really easy way to start shifting the energy. So for example, with our shy friend, he can use but, we call them transitory statements, the word but to negate everything he says before the word but. Your brain only hears what comes after the word but. So, I'm shy, but. I'm shy, but I'm good one-on-one. I'm shy, but I'm finding my methods. I'm shy, but I'm stepping into my celebrity anyway. I'm shy, but things are going well. I'm shy, but I'm making sales. I'm shy, but I'm finding my way to market that's a feel good for me. I'm shy, but I'm building my business anyway. But the money's coming in, but I'm feeling good, but I'm successful, but I love the flow of my business and my money, but my clients love my style, right? This is part of my branding. It's part of my celebrity. Being shy is my personality, and my clients know it, and they love it. When you're thinking thoughts like that, your brain, your reticular activating system, is saying, okay, I got it. We know you're shy. That's truth to the brain. And we know you're successful, too. So we're going to make that happen. So the reticular activating system starts looking for opportunities, starts looking for people to partner with that are a good match for your particular style. And you can do this with anything. How many of you have stopped yourself because you thought you weren't techie enough? Or how many of you have felt overwhelmed because you didn't feel like you wanted to learn everything you need to learn to build an online business? Well, you don't need to do that anymore. You can just say, I'm not techie, but I'm finding my way. I'm not techie, but I'm finding the methods that work for me. I'm not techie, but I'm partnering with the right people. But my clients appreciate that. So think about the way you think about things, because there's nothing you need to change for real. Nothing. You don't need to change a thing to be successful. You're perfect just like you are. If you have a desire to learn, or you have a desire that feels like, oh, I want to try this, or I want to change this, or I want to tweak that, then do that. I'm not saying that we're going to live a whole life with zero growth. Of course we're going to grow. We're going to grow and change, and we're going to have things about ourselves that we tweak. But just know that while you're doing that, as you're on that journey, you can be successful now, starting right now, starting immediately. Because if anybody has been successful with the particular thing that you stand is standing in your way, then you can too. There is absolutely no reason you can't do it now. So start training your brain. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about verbiage in just a second. I'm here live on Facebook. For those of you that don't know, this is our studio audience. So come and join us. Just go to danaupdate.com and come and hang out. And by the way, if you haven't been over there, check out danaclass.com, because that's for the latest and greatest free training that's available right now. Okay, I will see you in just a minute. Sit tight.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/free training or text 44222 with the word myth busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/free training. Or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth busting. all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/freetraining today and find out why.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. Dana Wild here. We are talking about, well, specifically, we're talking about somebody I worked with who is shy and wondering if they could build, if he could build his business being a shy person. And the answer, of course, was yes. But it really leads to a bigger question. It begs to the question of, like, can we be ourselves and be successful? And I feel like sometimes when we want something, because you know how it feels to want your business to grow, and it's just like, oh, man, I wish it would happen faster, and I wish I could put the fast forward button on, and, oh, why isn't it happening faster, and I wish I could get people more engaged, and how can I get people, you know, to follow me, and, I mean, it just really can feel like striving. Right? And like, I want this so bad and it's not happening. I want this so bad and it's not happening fast enough. The thing with that is that that feeling of striving is like a feeling of resistance. And the thing that is actually keeping things from going faster is that thinking that creates that feeling. That thinking creates that feeling. Creates your particular activating system to notice all the ways it's not going right. But right now, in this moment, you have a ton of things going right for you. You have a bunch of things in your business that are little wins and big wins and successes and happiness. What's the deal with us? We're like, we have some like really awesome thing happen and we celebrate for like 5 seconds. We tell 4 or 5 or 10 people and everybody goes, wow, that's so cool. Good for you. And then it's like, all right, we're done with that now. Now what's next? Oh, now my business is not growing fast enough. I wish it would grow faster, right? So let's get better at that. Let's get better at recognizing our wins. Let's get better at basking in our wins. Let's get better at noticing the things that are going right. And let's get better at loving ourselves in the process and knowing that it's working because we are stepping into who we are. We're accepting who we are. We're loving who we are. And we're willing to just go like, okay, I'm out here banging around. I'm going to drop the resistance. I'm going to have more allowing. I'm going to step up in a bigger way and make it more fun. Less striving, more fun. Less striving, more fun. Less work, more money. That's how it works. So maybe we'll make a little pact just for today. Let's all just think those thoughts, be present, be mindful, do whatever we can to allow that feeling of allowing. To allow that feeling of fun, fun, light, and easy, fun, light, and easy. It's already happening. I'm already having successes. I like who I am in the world. I can do it just like I am now. I love that I don't have to change. Man, that sounds like a lot easier than trying to change. I like that it's happening in perfect timing, and I can see the wins and successes I have now. I love basking in my successes. I'm going to do more basking today. Be more aware, feel better, have more fun. Allow more allowing, love yourself more, and let's do it right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, 1 foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at
you're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?